across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
In the studio, very nice to have you here, Tom Cockerton.
It's great to be here.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm glad you got. You got a bit stuck this morning, but I'm really pleased you came here. You are co-manager of the Prospects Trust and manager of Prospects Unwrapped.
That's correct. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the. I suppose really about the trust, really, the Prospects
Sure.
Trust. Tell us about that first.
Sure. So the trust is 30 years old this year. We had a celebration last weekend actually on the farm, which we managed to open the gates and invite the public in and see what we do. And 30 years ago, it kind of evolved from a group of parents, a group of forward-thinking social workers who thought, actually, what is there for our 18, 19-year-old sons and daughters to enable them to get life skills, to develop and to grow personally. So they met together and kind of scribbled on the back of a hanky kind of different ideas. And then this kind of just came to fruition, really. So it's an 18-acre farm, and it's farmed organically by our co-workers and by our staff, certified organic. And over the last sort of, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, they've kind of thought, how can we develop the farm and look to future-proof the trust as a charity? So lots of ideas went to and fro between staff and management and trustees, and it kind of came back to actually what we do well is we farm and we grow people and we grow things, and actually how can we develop that concept? So Unwrapped was kind of born into an idea, and the initial idea was just to have we have a veg shed on our farm, which is done by an honesty box, but the thought was, how can that develop and grow? So it came up with the greengrocers, and then it was like, actually our veg has always been plastic free, and with an emphasis on going single-use plastic free across the country, across the world, let's see if we can involve a bit of that as well. So we've got a refill larder, which is gravity-fed hoppers with sort of dry goods, rice, pasta, lentils and things like that. And then we've got our own produce, our fresh veg. And then we've got locally sourced fruit as well, which is great. Yeah, I'm just trying to think what else we've got in the store, really.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at the picture on the website.
Sure.
And it's completely plastic-free, which obviously this is the way forward.
Yes, very much
and
so.
You're seeing shops pop up all over the country, mm-hmm. and hopefully the rest of the world too.
Yeah, I hope so.
But this is particularly interesting because, as you say, you are doing it for all sorts of reasons. I love the idea, the idea for it. Now, let's talk about you. You obviously are the co-manager of the Prospects Trust.
That's
manager.
Correct, yeah.
What's your background in this? Why are you so keen for this?
Sure. So I joined the trust just over 4 years ago, initially as the garden team manager. So I came in to kind of relook and redevelop how the garden team was doing. They'd always done small grass cutting, commercial and residential jobs. And my vision was I enjoy a bit of DIY. Not that I always get it finished, but I enjoy starting it. And yeah, it was kind of to develop that way. So we went and did projects with local schools, communities, and just building spaces for them to enjoy, really, as well as like fencing and decking. So that went on and did really well, and we grew the team there and the farm grew as well. And then the concept of this came up, and I've always been quite passionate to see how we can bless the community and be involved in the community. So I was fortunate enough to be sort of not approached, but I was put forward to manage this and direct this, and it's great. It's been a real opportunity to grow personally and develop new skills in retail that I never had before, be barista trained by Hot Numbers, which is something I never did before. But yeah, no, it's great. It's kind of evolved and did its thing, and now we can open the doors to the public and train our co-workers and really be a part of Ely as a city.
Yeah.
And We've found in the last 2 weeks we've got our own community.
That's fantastic.
So we've got a real strong customer base.
Did you have any challenges by doing this? I mean, did you find that you were wanting to pick some products to use in the shop, but it came with a plastic bag, or it came? I mean, must have been hard.
It's very difficult, and it's something that actually going back to our suppliers has been quite high on our list. So simple things like buying in bulk. So we're buying bulk. Loose items can't be transported in boxes, it comes in a bag. So it's reusing those bags, not just as a delivery item, but actually as a bin liner that we can then use. Or if it's storing something that needs to stay dry, we can use that bag as long as it's clean and reusable. But yeah, finding purposes for things that initially we would have just thrown away. But yeah, a little fresh off the press today, we spoke to our flower provider who delivers flowers to the farm shop, and said we'd really like them to be plastic free, and we got plastic free flowers delivered today.
Fantastic.
So fresh cut bunches of flowers with no wrapping.
So it's having a knock on effect, isn't it? Once you start something and you'll retrieve. I thought it would be quite hard, but actually you're probably in communication now with all your suppliers, and they're hopefully thinking about it too. Not that they didn't before, but it's all sort of taking place.
We're not the first ones to do it, so thankfully there's lots of people saying the same sort of thing.
Now, what about the approach for your customers? And when they come in, it's not like going into a supermarket and just picking up plastics and that. They've got to come in with an attitude of, what will it be?
Yeah, it's definitely changing the attitude of the customer, and it's something that Ely's been ready for and waiting for. But if people are visiting, the best chance to get the best out of the shop is to come prepared. So come with your jars, come with your bags, come with your containers. And someone said the other day, can I bring plastic in? I'm like, yeah, you can bring plastic in, that's fine. It's just the fact we don't want being throwing plastic away. So if you've got plastic containers at home, if you've got glass containers at home, if you've got bags at home, bring them in, bring them to the till and talk to myself or one of the staff or co-workers, and we will weigh that for you, put a weight on it, and then you can fill away to your heart's content, and we can then weigh at the end and you just pay for the content.
I'm rather hoping that you're going to get bigger and bigger, actually, because this is definitely a way forward, and obviously competing with bigger supermarkets. But as you say, the key is it's community.
Yep.
It's a smaller place, so you can actually feel that you are talking with people, which
is
so, so important. And the other thing I've just picked on is skills.
Yeah.
I had a guy in last week called Hayden Jakes. He's just come back from the Skills Olympics. He's a mechanical engineer, but he was telling us about all the skills that are recognised at the Olympics.
Sure.
Carpentry, joinery. And it's really, we should be focusing on helping the young to get skills as well as qualifications.
That's it.
And I'm sure, what's the reaction been to all the guys and girls that have actually come along and worked there?
Yeah, it's great. So they've loved it. They've absolutely loved it. And the two guys that we've got currently on our co-worker training scheme, one of them has been on the farm for years and it's just a chance to learn something new. So he's coming on a Tuesday to work in the shop and he's enjoying it. He's sort of getting his hands dirty with the washing up and he's serving people with their drinks and he's stocking the shelves and he's loving just talking to people. And then another guy who's new and he comes 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And it's kind of a reinstate stuff that he learnt at school and did a little bit of school with cooking and things, and actually he is capable. And we look at people's abilities and how we can strengthen those rather than looking at what they can't do, we look at what they can do. And that's been great.
And what's the favourite part of your shop in there? Because I can see, I just love all the glass jars that hang upside down and there. But what is one of the favourite parts of that shop? Because it looks beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Lots of people in there. It's a great
shop. Lots of people there. to be honest, when you walk in, you smell that freshness. It's like today, this Kin in the kitchen, she's making some fennel pesto out of some stuff that was going over. So we just want to love the food and hate the waste. So we're reusing stuff and remaking things. And just the environment as you go in and you see and you smell and you just have that whole sensory aroma as you walk in, it's great. And people are truly happy to be there, which is nice to be in a retail place that people want to be in.
I like the idea of smelling some interesting stuff. You get very hungry when you walk in.
Yeah.
But it sounds amazing. And you only just started opening on the 4th of September.
That's it.
You've had
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction's been fantastic. Well, it's wonderful to have you in. I'm really pleased you're able to come in.
Thank you. No, it's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
That's all right. So that is Tom Cockerton from the Prospect Trust and the manager of Prospects Unwrapped. Not a plastic piece in sight. We like it.
Yes.
Right, it's now time for the travel news.